Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, Mission Possible. And we are joined today by Hastings Family Service Associate Director Amy Sutton and also Executive Director Chris Cope. Welcome to you both, ladies. How goes it?
Good. Hi, Mo.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Yay.
Do you have the hope?
We made it.
I know. You guys made it. That's what you should be celebrating, for crying out loud. You made it. You did all those words I hate. Pivot. What were some of the other words that are so annoying that we started using in 2020? But you did it, and you can be very, very proud. You went without your biggest fundraiser of the year. You lost one of your dear founders. I mean, it was a yuck year, wasn't it?
It has been challenging. There's no question about that.
It was, but you know, it's always just amazing to witness it all in the midst of all this, of all those things you just mentioned, Mo. There's been joy and there's been fun, and So I have talked about this on the previous radio programs, and people that know me well know that I got very excited after the age of 50 about costumes. And so, because I worked here in our little thrift store and would come across all these amazing costumes, and so I found ways to have fun with them while I was here at work, and I still do have the infamous hot dog costume hanging on my back of my office door. It hasn't been out for a while. The really cool thing is Amy Sutton. I decided last year.
Amy is embracing costumes also.
She's taken over where I left off.
I have seen her on Facebook.
Yes, I like to jingle. I really like to jingle in Christmas time.
She's got that jingle down, and it's like you'd think she was pretty out there yesterday, and then she came in the next day, and you're like, well.
Well, I thought it was brilliant because as I come jingling through the warehouse, like, it's good for social distancing. People know when I'm coming.
That's true. I never thought of that. I'm going to start wearing a bell here. This is brilliant.
Yeah,
You're still social distancing. Give people an overview of what is going on at Hastings Family Service for the month of January.
We just made it through December, and we were able to offer Project Share, again, in a modified way, but we tried to make the most of it, and that's why I decided to kind of jingle all the way. So, but, you know, Project Share has been a part of Hastings Family Service since the beginning. I mean, this is our 50th anniversary year, and Project Share has really been a part of that the entire time. And now it's, you know, what we call our entire holiday assistance program. And we still gave out 225 holiday food boxes in addition to just what we do regularly in the food shelf. We had 186 families adopted. So that means we're still working on numbers, but we know it's over 900 kids who received gifts this holiday season because of the generosity of the folks who adopted them. You know, it was almost 13,000 pounds of food, just holiday food. So, you know, that's where when we talk about the retail space, currently Rivertown Treasures being not open to the public, it's because it's filled with food right now.
Yeah, I mean, you've had to shift and pivot also with your space.
Yeah, we have. And we had to prioritize, and we've said from the beginning of the pandemic that food and access to food for our neighbors in the community was going to be our number one priority. And so that's what we've done, and we've needed the retail space right now to really warehouse some of our food. And so, you know, hopefully as we go into 2021, we're getting lots of questions about, you know, when will Rivertown Treasures be open again? And I guess the answer to that is just as soon as we can make that happen. But I wouldn't anticipate it, you know, even in the next few months. But all of that depends on the need within the food shelf. And again, with a new intake system and a new client database that was just implemented before COVID, we don't have all those final numbers, but we did do some spot checking, and like in November, I think the number was 386 people in November, which was more than double the number of people that we served in April. So we know that it's a significant number of people, and of course we're doing that with less work force because we're trying to keep volunteers home and keep them safe. And but you know, for Project Share, one of the things that we really enjoyed as a staff was that for both our Thanksgiving and our Project Share distribution, we had staff do the actual distribution of that down in our dock area. And I loved it. I mean, I love just seeing the look on people's faces. And even, you know, it's funny, but I think that it's one of the positions that, even though it's a little cold in the winter, I think volunteers most enjoy, because one of the volunteers came up today and said, a gal that picked up her food this morning, rolled down the window and excitedly just told him, "Hey, I start a job next Tuesday." Mm. Was so excited to just tell someone that she's got a job now.
Yeah.
And, you know, she said, "I hope this is the last time I'll need to come, because I got a job next Tuesday, starting next Tuesday." So I think it's just, it's a great way to see that what you're doing is making a difference.
Yeah, one of the just real blessings for me is on Christmas Day, I don't know if many people, listeners, are probably part of the Hastings, Minnesota Family Resources Facebook group, and a gentleman named Chad, he posted, extremely grateful for the Hastings community and Hastings Family Service for the gifts this Christmas, and he had a picture of his tree with all those gifts sitting there, and it says, "It's helpful to relieve some stress and allow my family to have some of the some fun and time together. With the challenges of 2020, this was huge. Thank you." And he's got a heart. And there's, I mean, just to see his tree and all those gifts sitting there, just like my tree, you know, that's what it's all about. And that's what this community allows us to make happen. We're the vehicle for those gifts to come in the door, and we get them out the door. And so we're very grateful to have so many people help us do this work.
You know, Chris and Amy, you both have said before that there are different things that you need and that you can do easier, you can stretch dollars farther. What is it that we can help you with now if we're in a position to help? Because I know you're not taking donations of goods. Are you taking food donations? Are you taking money donations? What can we do, please?
Amy, go ahead and you can.
Yeah, we can certainly take food donations. And of course, you know, what you're referring to is, because we can work with Second Harvest Heartland, we can actually buy a lot of food at 14 cents on the pound. So we can do more with dollars. You know, a $10 gift can buy 70 pounds of food. And when we go into the grocery store, our $10 is not going to buy 70 pounds of food. So monetary donations are always the most flexible. But, you know, like you said, over the holidays, people found so many different ways to try to help and provide toys or try to provide food. And so all of those donations are certainly welcome.
And that is something that, would we call ahead? Do you just... If it's a check, do you send it?
No, the best thing is you know, again, because of the no contact, if people can send a check. Otherwise, there's a donation drop box right at our Rivertown Treasure store door that people can put donations in. And then we also have a food cart out front of our donation center all the time while we're open, so Monday through Thursday and then Friday mornings. And people can bring food and drop it right on that cart if that's what they choose to do.
And let's talk about the executive order that is causing you to have your doors closed, because I don't think people realize the ramifications if you did have some sort of an outbreak at your facility.
Yeah, you know, the executive order would allow us to open our doors right now, but we are due to space and the need for more warehouse space for all the food. We've just chosen to keep our doors closed so that we can continue to operate the food shelf in full, at full capacity. Retail stores can open right now under the executive order, and we hope to do that, and, you know, hopefully once the vaccination is rolled out. But, you know, it is going to be a different retail environment, because just coming in and shopping and maybe having a cup of coffee and reading the paper might not be the leisurely experience it once was until we get full rollout of the vaccination. People will need to shop and be on their way. And so that's the other reason that, unfortunately, we've had to keep our doors closed, because we've always wanted this to be a welcoming environment, but a place to congregate and socialize just isn't conducive with what's going on with the virus right now. So, yeah, it makes it a little different.
Your sidewalk sales were pretty successful, though, I bet, huh?
Yeah, it was really fun. And so if we're able to do something like that once the weather turns again, we'll definitely be looking at those options as well.
Can we talk, please, about the impact that No Gobble Gate had on your business?
You know, it's not just No Gobble Gate, it's No Hastings Tastings, it's No Retail Store. There are a lot of things. The good news is, you know, Gobble Gate, and we don't have a final number from them yet, but there were people who still sponsored, and there were people who bought Gobble Gate gear from the Gobble Store, and people who brought down food anyway, or, you know, sent a check and said, gosh, we normally participate in Gobble Gate, but, you know, since we can't, we wanted to send you a gift. And so people found a way to still kind of make Gobble Gate happen for us.
Mm.
And even though we're not going to see what we have gotten in the past, we might see, you know, we're going to see definitely a nice Gobble Gate gift this year. And, you know, the thing is, we've been really fortunate throughout COVID. Different CARES Act dollars, grants have been available to us, and we've tried to take advantage of every, you know, possible opportunity to just help make up for those losses. And we've really been able to do that this year. And people have been super generous. And so we're going to end the year here just fine. I think, you know, as the fundraiser in the organization, I look at next year and say, I think those COVID grant opportunities, they're not going to be there next year. So it was really important that we had a super strong year this year, because that's going to have to carry us. You know, we're not going to see the need decrease, but we are going to see the opportunities for additional funding decrease. So
let's talk about one of your founders that passed away, and that is Lou Lindy. And I know all three of us are in huge agreement. He was something else. He was really a Renaissance man in many ways, a big thinker, kind-hearted, just larger than life. And I think when somebody like that passes away, you think, you know, you think somebody like that's going to live forever, because he still kept going even though age was supposed to slow him down. It really didn't.
We talked about the fact that Lou and Chris were on our newsletter front page in March for Minnesota Food Share with their boxing gloves on. You know, he was just
pre-COVID.
Such a gamer. Yeah, he was just always so willing to be part of things. And you know, he just, he was very special to me. So this has been a heartbreaking one for me. But I think, you know, his vision and compassion for helping people has left a legacy in Hastings that will live on forever.
Right. And when you think about Lou, and I think, Mo, you and I might have revisited some of the things Lou was instrumental in over his lifetime. But when you think about Lou, I love that Renaissance man. And, I mean, if Lou were in his prime, I think today during this virus, he would have been right there front and center helping organizations in our community pivot, as you say, your favorite word, because that's what Lou did. He wasn't afraid to try new things. And when I look at all the different programs that Hastings Family Service piloted, they implemented and maybe sunsetted, you know, things like marital counseling and financial counseling. You know, they're all things that Lou was at the front and center of leading those charges and helping the organization to just look at what the needs are in this community. So as Amy said, I think our community will be forever changed and forever impacted. And part of the culture of this community is caring for your neighbor. And that's something that I think Lou instilled in this community over his 92 years of of life, and we're so grateful as a community to have had a leader like him just blessing us with his vision and leadership and his resources. So it's...
Yeah, the thing about Lou is he was always forward-thinking. So, I mean, most people know he's one of our founders, but Lou also, 20 years ago, started an endowment for Hastings Family Service because he just said, I've seen it. It needs to be sustainable. It needs to be here for as long as people need it. How can I help make that happen? And so he started that endowment, you know, 20 years ago. And even in his final days, he added a large gift to that endowment. Mm. So, you know, he continued to find a way, even in his final days, to have an impact on his community.
Absolutely. Well, and we will continue to think about him. He was just a dear, dear man more than anything else.
Well, and our board has had a chance to meet now, and we're planning a couple of different things in recognition of Lou. One is we have this multi-purpose room in our building that we use for lots of our programs, and we're going to name that the Lindy Room and create a founder's wall.
Love it.
In that room, and Lou would love that. And then the other thing we're going to do in recognition of his forward thinking and of his commitment to grow an endowment and create that sustainable funding is we are committed to putting an amount equal to the dollars that have come in memory of Lou into our endowment. And I can tell you right now, we're at over $15,000 for that.
Boy, pretty nice. Yeah. Ladies, thank you so much. I loved going down memory lane with you, and thanks for all the good work you continue to do. Hastings Family Service, the doors are not open, but their services are, and if people need your help, can you please give some contact information?
That number is 651-437-7134, so please give us a call.
We appreciate it. Happy New Year to you both, and you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth, Mission Possible, on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.